To all my listeners out here this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say the Word of God is our source of joy. In Psalm 19 and verse 8, the psalmist says, "The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart, and the commandments of the Lord are clear, giving insight to the living." So in this text, the psalmist encapsulates the profound impact of God's Word on the human heart. It is a source of completeness, wisdom, joy, and purity. And the psalmist's eloquent expression invites believers to immerse themselves in the transformative power of God's Word, recognizing its ability to bring about a profound change in every aspect of our lives. So the psalmist begins by extolling the perfection of God's law. Unlike human laws that may have flaws, God's law is flawless and complete. Moreover, it possesses the remarkable ability to restore and revitalize the soul. And the transformative impact of God's perfect law reaches into the depths of one's being, bringing healing and renewal this morning. So this verse in Psalm reminds us that God's way is right, and when we follow it, it will bring us joy. His word is clear. It has never been his intention to make life a misery that we can't solve. He wants us to live for him, and he has given us his word to tell us how to do it. So if you are struggling or finding yourself asking questions and not getting answers, spend some time with the Lord and open his word this morning. Let him make things clear in your life, and he wants to reveal himself and his plan for you today, brothers and sisters. So embracing God's right precepts and pure commandment is a pathway to genuine joy. And the psalmist this morning, his words inspired believers to align their lives with God's principles, experience joy that is rooted in the righteousness of the Almighty God. And when we look at Psalm 16 and verse 11, the psalmist says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." This morning, so Psalm 119 and verse 111 says, "Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight this morning." As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Holy, righteous God, we honor you this morning and we praise you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that you are our risen Savior. We thank you, Lord God, that you are mighty, you are our everlasting God, you are the Prince of Peace. And Father God, we just want to lift up your holy name. We bless you and we worship you, my God. Father, as we go throughout the day, I pray, mighty God, that the Spirit of God will rest upon us as we read your word, as we reflect on your word this morning. I pray, mighty God, that your holy word will continue to teach us, my God. And as we continue to lift up praises and adoration unto you, we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Ancient word will guide us home this morning. Have a wonderful day, coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.